Hello, everyone. Welcome to Impact Ed, the official podcast for Ailey FISD. I'm your host, Kristen Hunt Cathy, and I'm here today. We're going to be revisited by one of our favorite guests. She was here with us just a couple months ago. She was actually new to the district. Now she's still new, but not so new. But she's here to share with you some great information about her school and her program and the application. So we are so excited today to welcome back the founding principal of the Young Women's Leadership School, Ms. Tamara Alberry. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Ms. Cathy. I'm excited to be here today.
Thank you so much. You know, we've been trying to lock you down, but you've been so busy. So can you tell our audience what's been going on over the past, three, four, five months, right, since you've been here?
So we started off with the name of the school. When I first got here, it was just the all-girls school. So yes, we have a name, we have a logo, we have colors, we have a mascot. And then we ramped up for the recruiting season to make sure that we were recruiting students. Our applications opened in November. They're still open until February 28th. We're really excited about that piece. Additionally, we're planning for her. The school is for her. So everything that we're doing really centers on making sure that our school is built academically, socially, emotionally for the success of young women. So that involves the operation piece of it, making sure that the instructional spaces are really designed for optimal academic success.
Yes.
Making sure that our processes are in place to make sure that families feel supported. Those are things that we've been working on. Currently, we're working on the recruiting piece, also for teachers as well as students.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I know you've been hosting a few virtual sessions, right? Virtual informational sessions that I think you've done probably, over four or five. You have another one coming up pretty soon, right?
Yes. So we've had virtual as well as in person.
Wonderful. Okay.
To provide opportunities for different parents and their situations.
Yes.
Coming up, we will have another virtual session as well for someone who's missed it previously.
So okay,
just to try to meet the needs of families and where they are. But you don't have to attend a virtual session to apply.
Okay, great.
A lot of our information is on the website as well. And also, we encourage people, if they even want to set up a meeting, a personal meeting, that we're available for that one-on-one support.
Wonderful. And you are extremely active on social media. You know, I have to look at the camera. I tell everyone this all the time. You are probably my most active principal that we have here at A-Leaf. I'm like, wow, I feel like she probably needs to be in the comms department because she does, you know, such a great job. But it's so important that you, of course, you know, because if you've been a principal before at a single gender campus, you understand what our parents are looking for, what our students need. So when you are on the recruiting trail, can you tell us a little bit about what is that like? What are you doing? What are you looking for?
So I think really the thing to be mindful of is that, you know, when it was decided to have an all-girls school in A-Leaf, the idea was about choice, providing choice for families. Young Women's is a part of the network schools in the state of Texas. So there are 12 schools in the state of Texas. We are the 12th school in the state of Texas, and it comes with it 20 years of research and outcomes.
Wonderful.
So all of the schools are in the top 1% in the country.
Okay.
So when we're looking for students who want to go to college, that's the thing, and families who want their children to go to college.
Okay.
College is the end goal, but not just going to college, but graduating from college.
Yes.
So providing the supports academically. In middle school, it's about the foundation piece. In high school, their college courses that students are taking, whether it's AP, dual enrollment, dual credit.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
And once they graduate from high school, we also continue to support them in college.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Wonderful. So this is a very niche type of education, a niche type of environment that these students will be experiencing. And as you said, choice is so important. We know that parents have always had choice. You know, I think the fallacy is that they haven't, but they have. But in A-Leaf, we are paying attention to exactly what's going on in the world around us and trying to provide as many niche choice programs for our families. So aside from the PVAA and the STEM, we have the single gender, of course, you know, that's putting them on the collegiate track. And then, you know, we have our dual language programs, and we have A-Leaf Early College and CURS. So this is having TWILS here in the district is a great addition to what we already have, but helping to uplift those programs as well.
Exactly. And it's the only 612 campus, right?
Yes.
So you have high school, you have middle school, but this is the only 612 campus.
Yes. And so your application process, can you tell the audience exactly what are you looking for? So when the parents are clicking on the link on either your page or if they're going to our Choice microsite, what are we asking them to do?
So when we go to the site, we're asking for, one, to fill the application.
Okay.
And two, for the report card that has behavior and attendance on it as well.
Okay.
Along with a recommendation. However, but the primary piece of documentation that we need is the report card.
The report.
And
okay,
really it's about making sure we have high expectations. And
absolutely.
So it's not just for your gifted and talented student, is for your student who really wants to be challenged.
I love that.
And so that's what we're looking for, that student that really wants to be challenged. And the whole student, right? Not just academically.
Academics, right. Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
So that's why we ask parents, you know, why do you want your child to come to TWILS?
Yes.
And so that's one of the questions on the application. It's really about the village and the family. So, and who contributes to the family? So is it a
yes.
neighbor? Is it a grandparent? Is it an aunt?
Yes.
Really, because we're not, when we're sending students to college, it's not the student, it's the entire family.
So a very holistic approach, it sounds like, you know, probably what I'm sure education was like for us, you know, when we were growing mm-hmm. up, that you knew if you cut up at school, you weren't just going to get it at home. He's going to get it from the neighbor. You probably get it from the bus driver uh-huh. who went to school with your family. So I really like that it's bringing back that whole holistic approach, which our parents, our families, and A-Leaf have told us that they want. You know, of course, when we polled them, they say that rigor is up there. Like, we want to see more choices, for lack of a better term, as it relates to rigor. And it's clear that TWILS is going to be able to provide that for, you know, those families, because you said you're looking for students that the intentionality as it relates to going to college, matriculating through college, and moving forward. So that's really something I think is wonderful for our community to hear. But aside from students, let's say a child is here already in A-Leaf applying. But of course, this is open to people outside of A-Leaf, right?
And so when we're looking at, yes, and when we're looking at the application process, we've seen students from charter schools, from private schools,
wow.
from other districts who applied as well. So while, of course, it is for A-Leaf students,
sure.
it is open enrollment. And something else is that I wanted to highlight is that when in choosing the model, it was chosen with care.
Yes.
Because it is research-based, because it is outcomes-based, because it is a proven model.
Yes.
I think in bringing the school to the district, it was really about what has been successful.
Right.
And so what's going to be successful, as opposed to just a haphazard, we're introducing a new program.
Yes.
So that's really important. So it's a model that has been researched, has the outcomes, and we're just looking forward to implementing it in A-Leaf.
And of course, again, I'm going to reiterate, you have been a principal at one of these schools. So, I mean, you have seen it from the ground up. You know exactly what it is, what it takes for this type of program to be successful, because it was successful where you were under your tutelage. So we know that, of course, it was. I try to tell people all the time that the district is very intentional about who they hire. And of course, you were a great hire for that, because this is something that you already know how to do. And I think before this, you and I talked about, I said, you know, I have a boy, so it obviously doesn't work for me. But I do tell people about it. And sometimes I say, well, Kristen, like, why? Why would I want my daughter to apply to this program? So if you had to tell a parent that aside from when you're going out intentionally to these different events, but let's say somebody sees you in the mall or the grocery store and they're like, why? You know, this sounds great, but why? What would you say?
You know, I always go back to one of my favorite movies is the Barbie movie, right? And
yes.
at the very beginning of Barbie, when she wakes up, everybody's a Barbie, right?
Yeah.
You have the construction workers a Barbie, the
yes.
president's a Barbie. And we as women, we don't always have the opportunity to see who we can be.
Mm.
And so in an all-girl environment, it is designed socially and emotionally for young women. So
yes.
we look at perfectionism. We look at the imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
How are we making sure that students are growing up to be healthy young women?
Yes.
Not just academically, but socially and emotionally. So everything, as we look at even confidence, you know, young girls lose their confidence
mm-hmm.
by the age of 5 and they stop believing in themselves, the dream gap
yes.
by the age of 8. And so we intentionally address those things so they build their confidence and truly believe that they can be who they want to be.
Wow.
In classes, a lot of times when you look sometimes at, you know, coeducational spaces, young women are overlooked when they raise their hands and
sure.
things like that. And that's research based. And so in these environments, it's really about, they see women who are the president of the student council.
Yes.
And they see, you know, and so even though we don't just have women teachers, we also have male teachers as well, because
absolutely.
It's really important that young women have healthy relationships.
That's right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So we definitely put a premium on that as well. But it's really about making sure that while we know that the world is not just all women, that we're building them up so that when they're in those spaces, that they're able to have a voice, that they're able to be seen and heard, have agency and really be the change agents that we know that they can be.
So what you're saying is I'm too old to like apply, unfortunately.
At this time.
At this time. Maybe we need something for adults. I mean, because, I think about like how important that would have been for me in school, even though I had a great educational experience however many years ago. But I can see now my, you know, little cousins and so on and so forth, that there were some things they may have experienced in school that they definitely would have benefited from a program such as this that could help to build them up. And not to say that it doesn't happen in a traditional K-12 space, but there, you know, what you're doing or what these types of programs do is so niche and specific that it's not really having to deal with more than one challenge necessarily, you know, in a classroom at a time. So I think that's so important. And I'm so glad that the Young Women's Preparatory Network decided to come and invest in our district, you know, to get this program here for our kids in such a diverse district. And we talk about diversity all the time, but not always racially. But of course, I think in mindset and all the things that, you know, we provide. Not too long ago, I think there was a broadcast on one of our local TV stations talking about the A-Leaf community. But I think what's important for people to know is that the diversity is a positive thing for us, and that, you know, along with the academics that they're going to get, and of course, fine arts and so on, all those different things, you're also going to be introducing to those students, as you said, like, be the change you want to see. And if the parents are going to be doing community service and all those different types of things, I can just imagine what those girls are going to be experiencing right here in A-Leaf ISD.
And beginning also in sixth grade, we students, they visit colleges.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Right.
So that's a part of it. The college going culture
is
really important. Our students start taking the PSAT in sixth grade for that baseline data.
Okay.
And so the expectations are really, it's very rigorous.
Okay.
But something to remember is, like, once again, it's not just for your high flyers, if you will, in terms of your GT students. It's for your students who want that challenge, because they will be challenged.
Yes, absolutely.
So just encouraging people, you know, like I said, it's about that confidence.
Absolutely.
Right? Stepping out there on a limb and really having a voice. You know, one of the things, questions I always get when I'm recruiting about extracurricular. And so we will have sports.
Good. Okay.
And things like that. We will, but we're going to determine what those sports are once the families come on board.
Okay.
Because
great.
Once again, it's really about what's the best needs for the community.
Yes.
And also the other thing, we're going to have cheerleading. That's a question I get all the time.
Okay. You've heard it here first, guys. Cheerleading is coming. Okay.
But for students, and when we're talking about voice, I always tell students, you know, 8 students and a sponsor.
Okay.
If there's something that we're not doing on this campus that you need, right? So
Absolutely.
It's about really having that voice, and that leadership is so important, and really about putting the premium on excellence.
Yes.
And standardizing it where students don't realize that there are other options.
Right, right. I mm-hmm. love that. And the thing about it is that we want the option for these students to be TWILs. Mm-hmm. So audience, please know that she's still accepting applications. This is for students that will be in 6th and 7th grade for the fall 2026 school year. I mean, we're already in 2026 now, almost we're in January, right? So please know those applications are still open. They're coming in, and actually you are accepting them. Is it a rolling acceptance?
It is rolling acceptance. And once the spots are filled, the spots are filled.
Well, you don't want to miss your spot, guys. You do not want to miss your spot. Principal Alberry, as always, it's just an honor to sit here with you. Again, I feel like it was just yesterday you were here just trying to get your footing going. But I'm telling you, we rarely see her because she is out there on the pavement, not just here at A-Leaf, but she is all over Houston. So you're going to see her somewhere at a place near you. I firmly believe that. We know this is going to be a successful program. We wish you all the best. We will have you on as many times as possible. Hopefully we can have you on with a parent and of one of your accepted students, have one of the kids here, so we can definitely have that student and parent voice coming up pretty soon. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
As always, everyone, please remember to follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on X, on Facebook. Make sure you visit our Choice website. That's choice.aleafisd.net, so you can go ahead and apply for TWILs today. Make sure you don't miss that deadline of February 28th, because once the seats are filled, they are going to be filled, and you don't want to miss your spot. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. We wish you all the best, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Okay.
This has been an AMP production.